Hollywood Live with Tanya Hart.
I am now officially on royal wedding watch. Okay, we know the date, May 19th. We know the place, Windsor Castle. We know the carriage ride. Her mom, Doria Radlin, will escort her daughter to the castle doors where her dad, Thomas Markle, will be waiting to escort his daughter down the aisle. We even know the flavor of the cake. At their Windsor Castle reception, the couple will serve a lemon elderflower cake that will incorporate the bright flavors of spring. It's covered with buttercream frosting and decorated with fresh flowers. Yum! So it seems like we're almost done putting all the pieces together for the May 19th royal wedding between Prince Harry and Meghan Markle. Oh, but what about the song choice for their first dance? Bet nobody saw this one coming. The couple have gone against convention for their memorable first dance. They have reportedly chosen, are you ready for it? Whitney Houston's 1987 hit, I Wanna Dance With Somebody. Well, the song choice breaks certainly from the tradition of having a slow ballad for the first dance, proving that this couple wants to make sure that their 1,200 guests are gonna have fun and be bouncing around on the dance floor. The playlist, I hear, is off the charts. And of course, there's expected to be a dash of A-list stardust. Elton John is planning to perform at the reception. The Spice Girls and Coldplay won't be taking the stage, despite rumors to the contrary, but I think they will all be there. Daily Mail also says that Harry and Meghan have been more involved in planning their wedding than most royal couples, trying to make it suitable to their taste and not the royal family institution. You know what? Meghan went to school right around the corner from where I live now. It is the iconic all-girls school, Immaculate Heart. Immaculate Heart has turned out some of the most incredible young women for the last century. So, Buckingham Palace has no idea what a jewel they are getting. Plus, Meghan is so adorable, you know she is going to take center stage above the rest of all the royals. So I hope they are ready for some black girl magic up in there. And for all these stories and a whole lot more, make sure you follow me on Twitter at Tanya Hollywood and at AURN online.